1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM. We're previewing the 2022 high school football season. Daniel Versteg, and I'm joined by the head coach of Kingsley Pearson football. That's Coach Jeff Olson, turning in a 5-5 record last year and a trip to the round of 16 in the state football playoffs and eight-man football. And first of all, Coach, just kind of looking over the last couple of weeks, what's kind of stood out about your team's practices and what you've seen out of them so far?
Well, it's been nice. We're fortunate enough to have an experienced group back. And so as we've been getting the season started here, we're able to pick up where we left off last year. The guys have done a great job just retaining our schemes and what we're trying to accomplish. So we're not having to spend too much time on them reteaching, just kind of polishing things up and then being able to progress. And, that let us get further advanced with what we want to do later in the year. So I've just done a great job of picking up where the season left off last year.
And, gosh, that's got to be so good because you guys ended the year with a lot of momentum. Of course, running into a team like St. Mary's isn't good for anybody. But, man, I mean, the momentum you guys had going into the playoffs, winning that round of 32, and to pick up from there where you left off, man, that's got to be such a huge bonus for you, Coach.
It is. Yeah, we've got one of those groups, senior groups right here that's been playing a lot of football. They came in, and a lot of them have been starting since their freshman year. So it's in these small schools, you get these cycles, and we're on a cycle right now where we're kind of at the peak. So we are excited about the challenge and the opportunity of building off of what we did last year and hopefully progressing, advancing further this year.
Coach, I notice, while you guys bring back a lot, it seems like some of those key guys, some key contributors from last year, obviously graduating. You graduate a quarterback, and you graduate a guy like a Damon Schmidt out of your backfield. That's always some tough guys to replace. What's been the process to try and fill a Jackson Howe shoes or a Damon Schmidt shoes in some of those key parts of your offense?
Well, they're hard to replace. You can't exactly replace them with a straight-up matchup. So the process has really been looking at who we have now, evaluating their strengths and weaknesses, and putting a package together that plays to our strengths of this year's team and putting guys in a position to succeed and looking at the individual talents that they bring to the table and packaging it all together as an entire offense and defensive unit, and being able to play complementary football and letting the guys just do what they naturally do well.
And how does that look for you guys this year? Obviously, I don't want to leak any state secrets here, but what does that offense kind of look like for you guys? What do you think your strength will be this year?
We really should be able to be pretty balanced. We got a lot of speed. On the perimeter, we've just got tremendous speed that's really going to be a strength of our team. But we also are strong up front, and we're pretty deep up front. We're pretty comfortable going two deep at least with our three linemen up front. So I really, really think we can be balanced, and especially establishing the run game and using our speed and then complementing that with some other things that we want to do out there. But really, getting the ball to our guys in space and letting them use their speed and try to win one-on-one matchups on the perimeter.
We're chatting Kingsley Pearson football with the head coach of the Panthers and Jeff Olson as he helps us preview the Panthers' 2022 football season. You look at we took a look at your offense there defensively. I mean, man, you talk about experience. I think your defense is probably the best example of that with guys like Bo Goodwin and Derek Ranking, Connor Bielner in the secondary returning. How big is it for you guys from a defensive standpoint to return some of those key guys from last year?
It's going to help us a ton as we can hopefully lean on our defense as we let our offensive guys kind of get their feet wet that are stepping in there. But defensively, we do return a lot, and we're able to kind of figure out throughout the season last year where guys fit best. and our team looked a lot different from week one last year than up till the end of the second round of the playoffs. And we returned a lot of those guys. I have a few holes to fill there, but we've had guys that were kind of waiting in the wings, and they're ready now. They're excited, and they're doing a great job of stepping in and helping our defense come out and hopefully be able to really shut down opponents and play complementary football and give our offense the ball in good field position.
You know, when you talk about guys that have been waiting in the wings and waiting their turn, and now it's their turn, what has been the key over these weeks of practice to make sure those guys are as prepared as possible in case maybe some of them haven't seen meaningful varsity snaps before?
Yeah, it all starts just making sure you know where to line up and what's your job. If we can get them comfortable with that and kind of adjust to different formations and other things we kind of try to do within the defense. But if they know where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do, that will go a long ways. And then we'll fine-tune the technique and work on that stuff once we have that down. But if you don't know where you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to do, it's going to cause breakdown. So we really have to focus and just make sure that they're confident out there, know what they're doing, so you can play fast.
Coach, GTRA coming up first week. I know that was kind of probably a disappointment for you guys last year, losing that first game of the season. What do you need to do, or what do you need to see out of your guys this week so that you guys can start 1-0 and have that good foundation to start the season?
We just need to be prepared for anything that they might throw at us. They like to keep you on your feet, especially with special teams, with reverses and onside kicks, pooch kicks, stuff like that. So we just have to be awake for that. And then we got to be in better shape. We just physically, conditioning-wise, weren't quite where we needed to be. Game one last year, it was very hot that day. This week coming up here, the weather looks a lot better. So that shouldn't be quite as a factor, but we've really been focusing on conditioning so that we're not tired and we can play all four quarters instead of getting off to a fast start in the game and then kind of wearing out after that. We've got to be able to go the whole way.
Is conditioning, last question, I guess, for you, when it comes to conditioning, is it just a sense of making your guys just run up and down the football field for a long time, or is there some nuance to how you condition guys to be able to play four full quarters of football?
There's definitely some nuance. The fortunate thing with myself and Coach Lilly on the staff here, we're also the track coaches for KPWC, so our conditioning was really looking like, and trying to think of it as in track terms, where you're having to get guys into shape where they need to be, but not overdoing it so that they still have fresh legs, but they're able to finish. And so we're really taking that approach with it. And it's not just running them until they puke or anything like that. It's being smart about it, switching it up, varying what they're doing each day, working them in different ways, but ultimately kind of starting to taper down game week and making sure that they have 100% fresh legs ready to go for next Friday night.
Well, we hope that's the case, Coach. We're looking forward to a great season of Kingsley Pearson football, and we wish you guys the best of luck this year. We'll be following along. Thanks for your time, Coach.
You bet. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Jeff Olson joining us to preview the Kingsley Pearson football season right here on KLEM.